for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is 2020. It's In the Conversation.
The podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to say it's 2020.
Yeah,
we made it.
Yeah,
you know,
you wanted to stamp that.
Woo,
we made it. 2020.
Yeah,
we is here.
We are here as fuck. We are in the building, man. We are. It is day one of this new decade.
Yes, sir.
This new 2020
man,
vision.
When you say the decade,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
A zero.
We just finished the. What's this? What's this? 2 decades in the 2000s?
This is the, yeah, I think so. This is the second decade into the 2000s. I don't know what you consider
that. 2000 to 2010, that's one.
And then 2020. So this is the second.
This is the third. We're going into the third.
Oh, yeah. O to 10, and 10 to 20. Yeah. The third
Shit,
one.
Shit, man.
Wow. Still here.
Remember Y2K? The year 2000.
I remember that shit. I remember it being a whole thing, like to make sure all your shit is turned off at midnight, hopefully.
But just, you know what I'm saying, like just the Prince song party, like it's 1999 and shit.
Yeah.
It's like 2019 party like it's 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Like as a kid when I heard party like it's 1999, that shit sounds so futuristic.
Right. Right. Yeah, that shit.
We still ain't flying cars and shit.
Nope. Nowhere near what the Jetsons had projected.
You know what I'm saying? But
we're here.
We here, goddamn.
We at the top of this year, top of this decade. We are 2020 vision, as everyone is probably saying, you know. But it's about what do you want, what you claiming, what we doing this year, what we gonna do with this new entry. Y'all probably been doing it for some of y'all. If you really on your grind, you've been on it since 2017. But for those that need a new calendar to get a new mindset, how you feeling? Where you feel at? You know what I mean? What you wanna introduce to the public conversation? What you wanna be accountable for? You Word. Know, that's what we gonna talk about a little bit on
what
this
we
one.
Talking about?
Yeah, man, and other shit. You
well,
know,
that's good though. What you accountable for?
Man, what am I accountable for, man? I'm trying to just declare and claim the same shit that I've been trying to get to for a while, really just execute more, you know?
No doubt.
I'm going to LA. That was a big thing for me. I'd been saying, I mean, you know, outside of some business, you mm-hmm. know, like just going out there just to be in that scene, to do a few shows out there,
so
to talk to my
going?
LA people.
So you're going to LA. What's happening in LA?
At this moment, you know, I'm probably run around, meet up with a lot of my LA people,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that we probably text or we, you know, liking photos on the gram or whatever in a way to stay in touch. But people I haven't really sat down with, broke bread with, you know, do a little bit of that,
mm-hmm.
get in this scene. This comedy scene, go past a few of these clubs, you know, the store, the improv, maybe jump up on one of them stages.
Mm-hmm.
I got my man Dave Hellum. I'm probably going to jump on his stage, a dope-ass comedy show. That's my guy. I'm going to see some of
him. That's the name of it, dope-ass comedy
show? Dope-ass comedy show, okay. Yeah. So I'm going to probably fall through that. But at this point, I'm going to definitely put some information out, you know, but,
and
just to, you know what,
I mean,
just to make the chasm of New York and LA that much smaller, because right. It's two different sensibilities, especially as far as what I do goes, you know, there's so many spots to do in New York that, you know, you just get into a groove and you just keep your head down and you keep going, you keep mm-hmm. going, but, I want to see what it's like on this side over here. See what's going on in L.A. See a little bit of, you know, duck a little bit of that chill. You know
no
what
doubt.
I'm saying? Get a little bit of sunshine and shit and move about.
I mean, L.A. is always good. You know what I'm saying? For me, I feel like L.A. has always treated me kindly.
Yeah.
I've always made money when I went to L.A.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When I think about it, I need to go to L.A. more often.
Shit, that's definitely a good
like,
reason.
All the shit that I got really popping right now is really based on a trip that I went to LA last year. You know what I'm saying? And when I made, when I was, you know, working in my former life, I made more money there than I made here. You know what I'm saying? Even guys that deals that I did in New York, a lot of them closed in LA. Because more motherfuckers more happy to see you when you're on the West. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a, it's like, it's an energy. You know what I mean?
It's a good energy.
It's like, oh shit, a New York motherfucker out here, let's do some deals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
And so the last time I went to LA last year was on the heels of the Oscar nomination, right? So went out for the Oscars and shit. And then but this was not this, not 2019, it's 2018.
Shout out Oscar. To Laura Checkaway.
Laura Checkaway's film, Edith and Eddie, was nominated for Oscar for documentary short, and I was one of the cinematographers on that. So went out for that, and then my pops was like, you know, you got to get it while the glitter's in the air. You know what I'm saying? Which to me was like, you had this excitement going on, a lot of talk, a lot of you feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Your energy is right, you know what I'm saying? You feeling celebrated, your work is being honored, you know what I mean? Go out and make shit happen in the name of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, attend that party.
So did that shit and then spent a week doing meetings, you know what I'm saying? And your meetings got a certain energy, you know, you're running around, you're doing a lot of things, and for me it was like, it was almost like coming back to a place where you used to go, and it was on some corporate dime, you had a corporate card, you know, you was living a different kind of life, but now you're on your own regard, you know what I'm saying? You're paying for your own hotel, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But you're still in the same hotel. It was like, you know, it wasn't like you arrived, but it was like, damn, this shit is mad.
You playing the game, you in the game.
Yeah, it's you mad familiar, but you actually ahead of where you used to be because this is just you.
Right.
There ain't nobody footing your bill. You out here on your own. And you doing your meetings and you talking about your own shit. You know what I'm saying? Your own talents and your own skills and shit. You know what I'm saying? And from that is projects that led to where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? For this year.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
And then we talked last year about holiday parties and things of that nature and mm-hmm. the etiquette and the moving about.
Mm-hmm.
You are definitely somebody that's a LA campaigner. Talk to us about the meeting movement or just the moving about in LA. Give us a little bit of what you like to do, what you see out there, what works for you. Give us a little bit of
See, for me, how I like to do it is I like to set up, I like to jam my whole fucking calendar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're on the West Coast, you're already ahead of the curve because you still got New York time in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you like to jam as much as you can in your calendar ahead of time, like, you know, before you get there. Like, hey, man, I'm coming out. All right, let's try this. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that shit going to shift and move. Right. None of it going to stay the same because people's schedules changes. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? But you want to be, you want to have an idea of how much moving around you're going to do.
So you're doing a pre-reach out.
You're doing your pre-reach outs. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in town. And a lot of times, people excited to hear you going to be in town.
Right,
you know what I'm
saying? It.
Like,
yeah.
For your folks. Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Shit.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's get up.
I see you.
You know what I'm saying? So you get all that out the way so you got your baseline.
Right.
And then you have your secondary meetings of, like, just being in the right places. What's right. going on? You know what I'm saying? Which rooms you need to be in for this particular week that you're going to be there? For me, it's like, which days I'm gonna set my shit up at the Soho House. So, you know what I'm saying, you get those secondary meetings that are people who are just there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You didn't know they were gonna be there, but they there. And you're gonna run into them because, hey, you in the spot,
right.
You there, and you're gonna take advantage of that. So you had to allow for that type of serendipity to take place. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, me, myself, personally, LA, you're going to spend a lot of time driving.
Yes.
Moving around.
Right.
So I always rent something nice.
Right.
That's comfortable. Not nice in like no Bentley or no crazy right. shit, but like of your Hertz variety.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? Something. You know what I mean? That's,
right.
That got nice, comfortable seats.
You know what's so
good
funny?
Good music.
Absolutely. And I'm similar because I like LA's a driving city. It's picturesque. It's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But on this go round, this is the thing. Depending on where you're staying, mm-hmm. right? See, I'm staying at a hotel.
At a hotel, not a motel.
Not a motel, but I'm staying at the hotel. But the thing about the hotel is they're gonna hit you hard on the pit arcing. So it almost kind of like I'm kind of at the point where I'm making this. I'm having this debate as to should I just try to Uber-ruski out there, but I hate not being able to pull out when I want to pull out or go where, you know what I mean?
I ain't in your business.
Yeah, talk to
but
me.
But see, me, myself, personally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, the hotel is going to hit you for the park.
Right.
Nah, depending on your hotel and right. your neighborhood, where you're staying.
Right. You could pull around the
you
way.
You might find a parking lot around the corner. Mm-hmm. That's a lot more economical.
Right.
For your pockets.
I'm going to see.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Because I do like a pullout. I like to be able to. I don't want to wait for you. I'm not. I don't like to be in the back seat of nobody.
Nah. Search your area mm-hmm. of your hotel and find your accommodating parking lots.
Right, right.
That may fit. You might walk a block or two.
Yeah.
But you save something and you pull out when you want.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Now keep going. So you were saying, so you like to drive. What else?
So
what else
you like that you're comfortable. Your drive has to be comfortable because you're going to spend a lot of – that's your office.
Right.
Like, when I was in L.A. the last time, I did the podcast from the car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I did, you know what I'm saying? You're setting up your next move
right.
from the car. You're going to be stuck in traffic in between your moves.
Mm-hmm.
So – and then L.A. is a valet culture.
Right.
Then you're going to have to actually pull up somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like New York. You just jump on a train, hop out. Nobody don't even see you pull up.
Nah, you gotta have a pull up.
Especially if you're going to somebody's crib. If you're meeting somebody at the crib, then you gotta pull up in their driveway.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you wanna be presentable
mm-hmm.
and comfortable across the board. So, your vehicle is important.
Mm-hmm.
Your timing is important.
Right.
If you're gonna do LA and you're from the East Coast, I always say, get your ass up on East Coast time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Conquer the day.
Get ahead of the curve. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Because your body already going to want to get up. Go ahead, get the fuck up. Get
at least day one and two.
Yeah, get your notes together.
Yeah.
Get your schedule right. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, everything going. Send your East Coast emails because, see, when you're out there in the West, you almost forget about your
right.
business on the East.
Right.
That's how you fuck up.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I'm saying? You could get your East Coast affairs together and then you keep it moving. But so you got your meetings, you got your shit, you might pack your day from morning meetings, breakfast, you got your lunch. LA people like to do long lunches, so you know what I'm saying, factor that in. Then you know you might do your early evening situations, but then schedule your dinners and shit with people you really like.
Cause you're gonna be tired?
Well, you're gonna be a little tired, but when you with people you really like, they give you a boost.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to come off the end of the day just trying to talk numbers and talk business. You want to fuck with, you want to actually feel like you chilling.
Laugh.
You know what I'm saying? You want to laugh. Like, it's some motherfuckers who you like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You might be doing business with them. You might not.
Right.
But you want to end your meeting mm-hmm. situation with motherfuckers you like. And right. then, you know, you're a comedian, so you might do clubs and all that.
Right.
So you got that part of it. But you factor in your day with good business shit. You end your day with good people. And then you make time for folks that you just need to see. I, myself, mm-hmm. like to make sure that my whole existence doesn't fall in Beverly Hills and Santa Monica the whole time, or West Hollywood the whole time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I like to check in with my good local LA folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sean Ellis, Damani.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Who might cook a home cooked meal or some shit when you're in town.
Mm.
And you could go to the real neighborhood and feel like some real family type of environment.
Exactly.
Because that keep you grounded, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let you know that, okay, you keep your eyes on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to do a lot of fancy restaurants.
Right.
A lot of Beverly Hills, a lot of valet, a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of the mix.
The mix ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The mix is cool for your business, but for your soul, you need to check in with the neighborhood if you got people that's real in the community.
There you go.
So that's my LA advice.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Give us two restaurants, one high, one low.
I don't really, you know what I mean? Golly, you know them shits changed. I ain't been
in almost
2 years.
What you got from what you remember? There's some standbys that's been there 30 years.
Shit, what's that? What's the shit in halfway Englewood's?
Serving
Spoon for your good hood breakfast.
Uh-huh.
It's a couple of spots and I don't know the names of them. Damani took me to a spot that was kind of like halfway between Englewood and the next neighborhood that was dope.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, man, you got me on the spot because I don't really know the names of the shit.
Okay. Well, one of your fly ones, when you know what I mean? When you really just out there just...
See, here go the thing about me. Because you got me on the spot. If I had known you was going to ask that, I would have went ahead and did the knowledge.
Right, but just from the moment, from the heart. It don't got to be
this is what happened.
The definitive
the
one.
The fly shit always depend on the fly motherfucker who I'm meeting
with.
So they were like, yo, meet me here. And that shit don't mean nothing but a motherfucker GPS plug-in.
Right.
And you get there. And when you moving around, like where you at, to me, really don't matter.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always your hood staples like Mr. Chow on your fly side of things.
Yeah.
I damn sure probably hit that at least once when I'm in the building.
I don't think I've ever been to Mr. Chow's in L.A.
Nah, what?
Nah. I didn't even know there was one out there. To be totally honest, I'm all the way out the loop.
Yeah. Nah, Mr. Chow's was a staple. I had plenty of great moments in Mr. Chow's.
Really?
One of the funniest Mr. Chow's moments.
Is that in Beverly Hills?
Yeah. One of my
I'm getting confused with crustaceans. I've never been to
Crustaceans was a Beverly Hills staple.
Never been.
One of the funny moments in Mr. Childs was Grammys one year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first, that was when Bow Wow was dating Ciara.
Mm.
And this was the first time I ever seen them together.
Mm-hmm.
And this nigga looked like a little ass boy.
Right.
Walking with a grown ass woman, because she probably about 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
He probably like 4'11".
Mm.
It looked like she was walking with her
son. A little disparity.
Yeah. So when you see the picture of him and her together and he like standing on his tippy toes and shit,
yeah. That
shit is real. Because when he walked in there with her, man, it was like, what the fuck is going on? Mariah was in there that night. It was a moment.
That's funny that you say that, because the one time I remember being in Mr. Childs was when in New York. Mariah Carey was at the front of Mr. Childs, damn near in the foyer, charging her phone on some regular, like just like down by the outlet in a dress, plugging her phone in the joint, looking at a BlackBerry. I was like, oh wow, this is all purpose.
They comfortable.
Yeah, this is
here.
The home.
You know what
this
I'm
the homestead.
I remember that same night. No, it wasn't that same night. It was another night, Mr. Childs.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking, it's a rapper by the name of Juan G. Haitian rapper Juan G.
The Haitian Master P.
And at this time, I had seen him a couple times in Miami. like he had a big ass tour bus and shit.
Right.
And then, and I was like, who is this guy? Like, I never heard nothing of his music, but he had this big ass tour bus and he was, you know what I'm saying, selling CDs. And I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is Juan G? And then when I started selling advertising at Vibe, his pops called and bought an ad, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it was an independent, I charged an independent rate. I'm selling whatever. I don't care what you're making.
Wow.
So this particular moment when I went to LA, his ad was actually in the current issue of the magazine, and I had some in the car.
Right.
And I went in the child, and first motherfucker I see is Juan G.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You recognized him immediately. Had you sat with him before?
No, no. I just
recognized him from the ad.
I recognized him from the ad, and the big ass, he had a big ass Cuban link bracelet, which was probably about 3 inches wide.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a big ass Cuban.
It was a statement.
Yeah. So when I saw him, I saw his face, but then I saw the bracelet. I was like, oh, that's Juan G. You know what I'm saying?
That's the Juan G.
Yeah, that's the Juan G. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Juan G right now, I think he manages Tiger or some shit like that.
Okay, so he's still out here.
Yeah, he fucking in the game.
Okay.
Like, Juan G's a motherfucker. You don't know how he do it.
But he doing it.
But he ain't never been broke.
He ain't never stopped doing it either.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So roll up in there, and I was like, yo, Juan G, what's up? He's like, what's up? I'm like, Molly, I saw you the ad. He was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, instantly, like, nigga, you family, nigga. Right, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, actually, matter of fact, I got the ad in the car.
Ooh.
He's like, where? He was like, oh, shit, my investor going to be here and shit. And then, he, you know what I'm saying? So I go get the shit, and then his investors show up, and it's like a decrepitly old lady. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was, the lady was like Howard Hughes's ex-wife or some shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, rich as fuck.
Connected.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga, you know what I mean, is always in a connected situation.
Right, right.
So, kicked it with him, you know what I'm saying? Met his pops, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, they brought a nigga in, like, family, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see his pops, I saw his pops in Vegas, and he still be like, hey, man, whatever you want to do, man, call me.
That's great.
Give you all the numbers and shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, to see Juan G still out here doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, it's a moment for me because, you know what I'm saying, people don't know much about him, but the motherfuckers be having so much going. Like, his pops, like, was a general in the Haitian army. Wow. Like, they go to, like, you see him go to Haiti, they got the whole army with him as
the
security force.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's a Mr. Childs moment.
That's big. That's big. You know what? We didn't ask you, what are you doing? What you claiming in 2020? I answered mine. We went into the L.A.
We was talking about Ali.
But now we talking about Mr. Muhammad. What you claiming is
going to continue to, first and foremost, get my health together, eat healthy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been on my leafy greens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Been on my, you know, I'm going to get right in that regard. So, first and foremost, I'm going to continue that because it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Your thinking is a lot clearer when you're doing your body right. You know what I'm saying? You're treating your shit together, like you're treating your body right and shit. So, I'm going to do that. I'm going to grow my business and be more intentional with, you know what I'm saying, keeping my family happy. Because I've realized in my family situation that, you know, when you're in the grind and you know what I'm saying, you got your head to the grindstone and shit, a lot of times you can steal the joy out of your own house.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Not because you're doing it on purpose or you're doing anything towards making life joyless. It's just when you work so much and you don't put intention on just relaxing and putting this in place where this is going to be happy times. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you would do it for the holidays because everybody do it for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Everybody know the plan for the holidays and be happy during the holidays. But what about motherfucking January 23rd?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. What you got in place for January 23rd where everybody around the house going to be happy about January 23rd? I have nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What's February? What's March? What's April? You know what I'm saying? It's like on your day-to-day, how do you insert joy into your everyday scenario?
They just make it part of the life.
Right. You know what I'm saying? How do you put that on your calendar? You know what I'm saying? Like you put these meetings on your calendar. How you put Mr. Child on your calendar. How do you put, you know, simple-ass joy on your family calendar? And that's the shit that I want to look to do. You know what I'm saying? We talk a lot about celebrating and all that shit, but when you talk about celebrating, you don't think of just what's a everyday happy moment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What can you insert into your everyday? You know what I'm saying? You might cook. You know what I'm saying? And it's a difference between cooking dinner and making a moment out of you cooking dinner. You know what right. I'm saying? So, like, if you look at, like, say, LeBron, and he
ain't cooking. Taco Tuesday.
Right. He ain't cooking shit. But, you know what I'm saying? He take the time to let it be known.
Make it feel good.
On Tuesday, we going to have a good motherfucking time, man. We going to invite some people over.
Yeah.
We going to eat tacos. Everybody going to be around. I'm going to point the camera at everybody. And that shit is joyous, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's just the moment.
It's just the moment. You don't even have to be rich to do that shit.
You can have a taco at the house.
You know what I'm saying?
In squalor.
Yeah, you could be in squalor. You could be in poor poverty. Mm-hmm. You could be, you know what I'm saying? Just if you got enough to motherfucker put some shit on the table.
Right.
You got enough to make it exciting.
Yeah.
Ain't shit exciting about tacos by themselves.
You know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you execute that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like. Business-wise, yeah, we know we got to do that shit. I've been doing that shit since I was 19, trying to make businesses work and all that shit, put your head to the ground through. But you realize, you know, in 2019, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people in my family passed away. My mom passed away in 2019.
Right.
But then you realize that, you know what I'm saying, shit, you miss a lot of shit when you're on the grind. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah.
You miss a lot of shit. And I spent, you know what I'm saying, the whole fall in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I miss a lot of shit. So how do I make up and how do I keep up with shit when and how do I plan to put joyous things on my calendar for my family day to day to where, you know what I'm saying, if I am gone, you know what I'm saying, they can remember that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
You keep it going.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? LeBron done did a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Sports, you know what I'm saying? All the shit that he do. But them motherfuckers gonna remember that Taco Tuesday, man. Especially his daughter. You can see her. She be so happy when the motherfucker, mm-hmm. it's Taco Tuesday. She be happier than a motherfucker.
That shit fun.
You know what I'm saying?
I just like the way they sit. Did you see the video with the Lakers going? They were in San Antonio. They were going to a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cats at the door, you know, that work there, like some waiters or maybe some valets or whatever. They outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
One might have been opening the door, but they was greeting the players as they was coming through. I forget who came through, but like I forget the names of some of these players. But, you know, some of them, one or two showed love. A lot of them kind of just was keeping it moving. I think Kyle Korver kind of showed love. I forget mm-hmm. one was kind of on some other shit. But they was like, oh, shit, that's LeBron. That's LeBron. They walking up. It was a Mexican restaurant, too. It's Tuesday. And it was like, LeBron, can we get a Taco Tuesday? He's like, Taco Tuesday. And that shit was joyous as fuck. Because, I mean, there's been Taco Tuesday before, but the way he be singing that shit, it's a moment. He was, right. And they were like, yeah. It was a moment. It was like a fiesta.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, so it extends beyond just his own family. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's joy.
Joy to other motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So I like to think of shit like that.
Right.
How do I insert more shit like that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, I want to, you know what I'm saying, put more products on the floor, on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Get more things developed. You know what I'm saying? Get more shows in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all of that. Mm-hmm. But those are the key things. My health and, mm. you know what I'm saying, my joy. You know what I'm saying? Health and joy. Because at the end, you know what I'm saying? Shit, if I could check out with health and joy, shit, I did a good job out here.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Checking out with health is typically is kind of contradictory.
No, it's not, because even the healthiest motherfucker going to check out this bitch.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But typically, you know what I'm saying? They might tiptoe. Right.
But you know what I'm saying? You might just pass in their sleep.
Right.
You know, real easy, like. Or, you know what I'm saying, just might get old and, you know what I'm saying, it's a wrap.
Fall down some stuff.
But that shit with passing with health is a lot better
than having a horrible life and being, fucked up.
Going through it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So you want to keep a good check on that shit, man. At least try, because you ain't got no real choice in what ailment you going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But you can... You know what I'm saying? Give yourself some better odds.
How many days a week you go leafy? How many?
I do it every day now.
Every day now?
Yeah.
That's good.
Definitely. Like, shit, I had two salads today. Not just salads, but Like, I had tuna boiled eggs on a bed of greens.
Mm-hmm.
Then
you made that, or you went out and got
nah,
it?
Nah, I made it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This is shit that was available in the refrigerator.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had kale with the motherfucking, I had some beans and rice left over from, mm-hmm. you know, I made shrimp beans and rice. My daughter liked beans and rice and shit.
Okay.
So I just took the beans and rice and the shrimp shit, put it on a whole big ass bowl of kale.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? Just keep that shit in my mouth, in the rotation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay familiar with that leaf.
Yeah, 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 that leaf. Keep the tree in your game.
Keep the tree in the game.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's I'm on the a la care. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, that I was telling y'all about a few weeks back in 2019.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
What's a la care?
It's a girl by the name.
Oh, okay, a la. Okay, I thought it was just like strong Muslim faith.
No, Allah, but
okay.
Allah.
Okay, right. You told me about it.
Yeah. So she do a restorative health type of cleanse,
mm-hmm.
and that's a simplification. It's a fucking community of mm-hmm. people healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you know we got a WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
Community, and you know, there's people they give affirmations and da 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 da. But she teaches these courses on how to eat, you know what I'm saying, to heal yourself, not right. just to. She, you know what I'm saying? She's like a baby Serbi, you know what I'm saying? Like a baby Dr. Serbi.
Sebi.
Yeah, Sebi, you know what I'm saying? So it's along those kind of lines.
You should have her on here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure she would be willing to come on here, mm-hmm. 2020 and such. So. You know what I'm saying? I can't explain how she does because I'm a little delinquent in my classes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on the catch up.
I'm on the catch up. But you know, I go to a great
but
school.
But I try to follow the diet program because that's the main part.
Right.
As well as the meditative part of it of manifesting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And once I started, it's like all of these different things coming to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's different people sending me different courses like, yo, this shit right here is game changing.
Yeah.
And I can't do them all, of course.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to try to do them all.
Right.
But it's like I feel the transformation just in changing my thought and
what
my
you putting
intentions.
Out.
You know what I'm saying? So my transmitter is putting out this what I want back, and that's what's coming.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that can be applied to every aspect of your life. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just in my health. You know what I'm saying? It's I put that shit out for the joy shit, but I also put that shit out for my business shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Add that to my grind. Like, that's a subtle thing to add to your grind, and it don't hurt you. It don't add more time to your day. It don't, you know what I'm saying, put more stress on your heart. It actually takes the stress off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When you meditate by some of that shit and you just start seeing that shit just appear. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like no kook or no motherfucking.
Yeah,
you
know that's your life. That's your life.
Yeah, but
people need to hear that.
As soon as you put shit out and that shit starts showing up on your ass, you're like, oh shit, that shit was real motherfucking quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you ask some shit, that shit be like, bow! Oh shit.
You're like, damn, I wasn't even ready.
I wasn't ready.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like going into, you know what I'm saying? That show what I did that I was in Atlanta for.
Mm-hmm.
Springtime, I was like, you know, actually, before we're going to take a 2019 top of the year like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming into 2019 like, you know, like, shit, I need to get off of this treadmill of the branded content thing that I do. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I'm going to keep it going, but I need to add more.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get closer to some residuals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I ain't going to be able to just be shooting this shit the rest of my life. So I need some shit that's going to, you know what I'm saying, start adding to my residual campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it wasn't going well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit was just regular. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I'm just doing my regular shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't even, you know, I'm going through, like, having hard conversations with my wife about, you know what I'm saying, how we planning for the future, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You like, well, shit, I'm doing what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? So you feeling some kind of way about your shit. And then I posted some shit and that was like, okay, it was a confirmation to me that, okay, you need to keep doing what you're doing mm-hmm. and going forward. And I was like, all right, boom. But I need to focus on getting closer to the residuals. And then I had this tour and shit that was in the regular shit what I was doing. As soon as I asked to get closer to the residuals and get off the treadmill, that tour went away. Mm. I'm like, nigga, that's too quick. Like, shit, hey, right, hold right. up, dog. I need it.
That was gone.
Hey, that's you know what I'm saying? That's some bread that I right need right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't say right now.
You said you'd wanted to change.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean that motherfucking right. quick. But that
change was, gonna come.
That change came so motherfucking quick on my ass. I was like, God damn. And I didn't have nothing else. Because usually that's what happens.
Right.
But then I got the call about some TV shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later. Then I started doing that, which turned into, hey, we want you to get on this Central Ave shit.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then, bam, I was right where I asked to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you see shit like that happen, you got to be more intentional about what you asking for and what you putting out. You can't just be willy-nilly about it. You know what I'm saying? And some people might say you willy-nilly about your action. Like my wife might say I might be willy-nilly about how I handle my business because I move silently. You know what I'm saying? I don't have it all the way mapped out. I like to go with the flow of shit. But my intentions be crystal clear, and when they start hitting, you know what I'm saying? They start hitting.
Yeah. The payoff. 2020 is all about that vision. Sometimes you got to trust the process, even when it's bumpy. Or it ain't, you know? No, it's true. That's when you got to really double down on the faith. Mm-hmm. When it's like, ugh, it's a little turbulence in the air, but we still flying, motherfucker. Stay in it.
It was like, that shit, when it was bumpy and shit, I mm-hmm. put out that I Love You Black Man video on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Because it was Valentine's Day. And you know what I'm saying? Me and my wife was probably beefing a little bit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Not on no real shit, but just on some, you know what I'm saying? I ain't feel romantic shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not posting no damn romantic shit on Valentine's Day and shit, because that ain't where we at with it right now. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not buying into the fucking commercialization.
It wasn't about the commercialization. Emotion. It was just like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't feeling today.
What's going on with me? Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I posted I was like, ooh, I got this I Love You Black Man shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'll post that because, shit, that's a word for everybody.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I posted the shit. And then I didn't think nothing of it. And then Taraji posted the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then the shit started going and going and going. And then the shit came all the way back around to where Fred Hammond posted the shit, you know, the legendary gospel singer. And he was saying that it was his favorite shit.
Mm.
And on the internet, ever, is top three.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, the other two had to do with God.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh, shit.
Look at that.
And then somebody sent that shit to my wife. You know what I'm saying? And then my wife came downstairs the next day, Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
like, look at this.
Fred Hammond co-signed.
I'm like, oh, shit. Which was a sign to me, like, nigga, you, mm-hmm. you doing the right thing. You're right. Moving in the right direction, right? Right. And then so, boom, I get on this show. And I, you know, we got a bunch of different stories on the board for the Central Ave show.
Right.
But then one of my particular stories, Fred Hammond was one of the people they wanted to get.
Mm.
And I don't, most of the interviews I didn't do. Like, they right. either were done in New York or yeah. L.A. But it turns out Fred Hammond was going to be in Atlanta.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I physically interviewed Fred Hammond for the piece. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then after the piece, I was like, yo, Fred.
You got to let him know.
You posted one of my joints and you said it was your favorite. He was like, which one? I was like, the I Love You Black Man with the sisters talking about the black man. Oh, I love that. Oh, man. That right there was the truth, man. I love that piece, man.
Look at
you
that.
Did that, brother.
Look at that.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, It didn't do nothing for your pockets.
Right.
It didn't move the needle.
Mm-hmm.
But it just let you know.
Yeah.
Hey, man, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
man.
You're on the right path.
Keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to be all right.
Yeah. That's real shit, man. That is real shit. That's what you, that is a living affirmation. You know what I mean? Now, that's real from the from one of the affirmed.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit, dude. Nah, I'm just here. Top of the year.
Top of the year.
Yeah.
2020. What you excited about for 2020?
Man, I'm just trying to stay open, man, and try to make the most of things. You know, just trying to, you know, just be out in the world. I was watching this Mike Epps thing. I think it's called Joke Money Drip or something he was doing on his live. And one of his little, he had a caption. He was like, stay active and attractive. And it was so concise, so pimpery, but so real. You know what I mean? Me and my lady broke up last year.
Get the
Wait.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
I know. In the world. We broke up and shit. And, you know.
This is transparency, people.
This is transparency. This is, you know what I mean? And it was like, you know, shit was, I think it was affected.
This is unplanned. Yeah. I don't even know what to do with this information.
This wasn't even in the topics. We just staying open. But, you know.
Go ahead.
You know, nah, it ain't, we ain't going to expound too crazy, but that shit's definitely a shift, you know? And just to get back out in the world. On every level, you know, just to because when you know when shit ain't all the way good, you could have a tendency to withdraw, to isolate, to fall back. You know what I'm saying? If you you know if you feel a certain type of way, you might not want to carry a certain type of energy around the world. But then, you know, the society of people is what you need. Your people are there. My people were there and still are there. You know what I'm saying? So that is my shit to just really just make the most of every day. You know what I'm saying? Like just to be in the world and be open and take it as it comes. You know what I'm saying? And yeah.
I mean, listen, that's big.
Yeah.
That's a big shift in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying, there's the residual effects of, you know, your comfortability.
Right.
You're missing, you know what I'm saying? Your partner, your routine.
Yeah.
What these streets like, though?
Hey, you know what? I just want to know what's going on out there. What's the upside?
In these streets.
You know? I'll be honest with you, I ain't really all the way been all the way out. So I'm going to give y'all a street report as we go further. Hey, streets, if y'all want to holler at me. Lines are open. I'm just putting that out there. This is a release. Lines are open. DMs are there. you know, but I haven't really all the way started to partake, you know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying? The streets feel foreign, though. I will say that. It's,
what do you mean?
It's just a different, it's a different approach. It's a different way about getting into the world. I gotta learn the new dance, you know what I'm saying? It's been a minute since I've been in these streets. This is post catcall era,
right,
you know what I mean? Not to, you know, but I'm just saying, like, it's just a different world, different way to
you
interact.
You on the dating apps?
Not yet, but I looked at one.
Which one? I looked at the Tinder.
Yeah, I looked at the Popeyes of dating apps. You know what I'm saying? I looked at the one. Oh, you want to be out here? Come on out here. You know what a motherfucker be like? I think I'm gonna be in the streets. It is that one conduit that say, oh, that's all right, I could put you down. It's that I ain't jump all the way out there just all the way yet. But yeah, man, I'm about to, shout out to Lisa Evers, I'm about to be a street soldier. You know what I'm saying? So I'll keep you posted, but you know, just stay it open and see what's out in the world. Yeah. So that's that. For right now.
So like the transition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you in a situation that you've been in for a minute.
Right.
And it's not there anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What is like the first inkling of after they're gone, you're home.
Right.
They're not coming back over no more.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What are you in the household thinking to yourself about yourself?
Oh, man. What are you thinking? You know, it's funny. first thing you might think is, you know, I'm gonna probably die alone. You know what I mean? Like, it's a moment when you're in a relationship where you like, you know, one of us gonna look over to the other one, find them dead, and be like, all right, I'll take care of this. But at this point, it's probably, I'm just gonna be found. I'm about to be,
maybe.
You know what I mean? A couple days later, something will be a body. So there's that. There's just so much free time, so much. You know, it's weird. It's a moment where you could regress, you know, on a certain level. This friend of mine, shout out to my man, Dub P. This is a minute. He told me this a long time ago. But, you know, like, when you're living by yourself, it's been a minute since I lived by myself. But when you live by yourself, there's nobody that kind of could check what you're doing. You know what right. I mean? Nobody to bounce that off of. So you could kind of, if you're not careful, you could devolve. You know what I mean? You could wild out. You could just nobody, you know what I mean? But you realize this is your life to live. It's your life to make the most of. You know what I mean? Every day that you wake up, whenever you wake up, it's like you know, not to say that you need to be outside of a relationship to realize that, but it's definitely in sharper focus when you like, what do I want to do? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? Like, it's nobody to really, you know, it's nobody to really consider.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is just all potential and whatever you claim, whatever you make of this day. You know what I'm saying? And so it's that. Like, I feel like there's a lot of that. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I'll pay more attention to it. You know what I'm saying? To keep you posted and shit. But at the moment, it's really like, you know what I mean? You know, it's
possibility.
It's possibility. Space in the bed. You know what I mean? You wake up. You know what I mean? You're like, shit. What am I going to do today?
Right.
And you tackle it.
So. And when you're in your manifestations and shit.
Yeah. And, you know, I went out, bought a whiteboard and shit. I told you that. I bought that, I was around the town, the whole shit jumped off, bought the whiteboard. And, you know what I mean? Start to try to claim it and moving with intention. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, figuring it out. But go ahead.
What you want from yourself, 2020?
Shit, man. I want the most. I want, like I said, man, I want to... And not to sound too Oprah, you know, Oprah'd out. I want to just live
queen,
life fearlessly.
Queen of a new year.
Nah, I just want to just go all out, man. Live life fearlessly. Just do, like I said, man, claim that shit and chase it down and be in, you know, to thine own self be true. If that's what you want, then fucking go for it. Don't be intimidated by what you want. Don't feel as though it's beyond you or it's not. It's not anything that you're worthy of. If you feel like some anxiety about it, go step into that. Go on and grab that. So I want that. I want to be open, too. I want to be open to, you know, real talk, feel the love. In all forms. Mm-hmm. Not just a personal relationship shit, but just when you... it ain't cool to be your own worst critic. You know what I'm saying? If you putting some shit out, share that shit with the world, you'd be surprised what people respond to. And you keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? The blessing is the work. You know, I think I've said this before, but it's just to really, like, tap down, like, really commit to it and just express yourself and don't put any limits on yourself because you realize... You know, definitely when it's just you, but you realize you don't got to ask nobody to sign off on nobody. You don't got to, you know what I'm saying? You don't need no permission to live your life from anybody. Just let that shit build it and it will come.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? Society has placed so many restrictions on what's acceptable, what's not.
Right.
So you automatically assume that you need certain permissions to do shit sometimes.
Right, you feel like,
you know what I'm saying? You know, when you've been an entrepreneur and you out here on your own and shit, you lose that. That's one of the first things you lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? the shit about whatever the fuck is supposed to be, because you be dealing with what's really real. You know what I'm saying? And you forget all about what society norm is for shit, because you like, nigga, this motherfucking refrigerator need food.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
These are the conditions.
Bills need to be paid. So you like, man, let's go get it. Let's fuck.
Absolutely.
Fuck a holiday, fuck a birthday, this shit. It's, you know what I mean? And that's how you get into a situation where you lose your joy. But you know what I'm saying? If you put some balance on it.
Right.
Then.
But to that point, I think one thing, and you know, like you were saying earlier, like just to bring the joy back and to program the joy. I think the joy has to be, not, and I don't want to say a job because I don't want to make it sound like it's laborious, but it's got to be given the same deference that you will give a job or an assignment or a client. Because sometimes it's like, you know, if this person is paying or if this is a, you know what I mean, this is whatever, this is a little bit, holds more priority, but that's what we put on it. You know what I mean? Obviously, that'll help you get that refrigerator shit, you know, stocked. But when that refrigerator ain't stocked, y'all was kicking it. You know, maybe that's how Taco Tuesday truly came about, because it was only some tortillas and a little bit of ground beef. But we gonna turn this shit into a fucking moment. You know what I mean? And that's just as important. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no doubt. It's definitely it's all that. And you have to work your way into realizing that.
You
have to work your way into realizing that the abundance is surrounding you. You
know what I'm
saying? And you could grab all of it. You don't have to relegate yourself to misery just because you're grinding.
Right.
You don't have to regulate yourself to just, if I'm joyous, then I'm gonna spend out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a place where you can actually have it all.
Yeah.
If you want it.
If you design it.
If you manage it right and you design your shit the way you want to design it and you execute on that shit day in and day out, then that's what it will be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I think sometimes we get to a certain place where we feel like, damn, I might not deserve all this goddamn happiness. You know what I'm saying? This is going way too well. When is the motherfucking fall going to happen?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is crazy.
And then you bring the fall on yourself.
And you never enjoyed the happiness.
Never enjoyed it because you're waiting on the fall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you wake up, you go. You know what I'm saying? And this shit, you know what I'm saying? My roommate from college, D. Allen, right? We were in this space where we were trying to figure out, what did we do in college that made us successful? Because, you know, we had a business. We was popping. You know what I'm saying? Felt good. We lived good. It was happy time.
Right.
And then you're in a space where you grown. You got a bunch of responsibilities and shit don't feel good, right? You know what I'm saying? You just execute. Like, what the fuck were we doing then that we're not doing now? And I didn't know the answer to that. You know what I'm saying? So it took maybe 3 days. And I woke up with the answer. I woke up, I'm like, damn, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Back then, what happened is we woke up expecting live shit to happen.
Right.
It didn't matter what kind of money we had. We was gonna do everything there was to do.
Mm-hmm.
We was gonna eat whatever it was to eat. Mm-hmm. We was gonna, you know what I'm saying, talk to all the girls. We was gonna get whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Make the most of it.
You know what I'm saying? We was gonna make the most of We already assumed, it was no doubt that today was going to be live.
Right.
Monday through Sunday.
Right.
It was no doubt. Period. Woke up. What's up? Ha ha.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it just happened. You know what I'm saying? But as a grown person with bills and responsibilities and debts and shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit you wake up with is, who the fuck going to call a day with some bullshit? You know what I'm saying? That's what you expect. You expect the bullshit to happen.
Defense.
You know what I'm saying? You expect the motherfucker to call the you know what I'm saying? Today is the day when your lights gonna get cut off. You know what I'm saying? You gotta handle that. Or you know what I'm saying? Or today is the day of this. Everything is dread of who the fuck gonna call. It's like the shit, like when I grew up, my pops was always like, you know, the mailman come, he's like, ah, shit, bad news.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like,
he come with the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? The phone ring, I ain't here. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit is burnt into you. So when you get grown and that shit start happening, you're like, shit, the phone ring you. Yeah. The phone is a terrorist now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're like, shit. Who the fuck is this?
Right, you don't want to pick it up.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even know who the fuck
is. It could be good
is.
Shit.
It could be whatever, but this shit feel like terrorist activity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I realized, like, damn, I expect bad shit to happen. Mm. I expect negative shit to happen. I expect, you know what I'm saying? I expect to feel a certain way. And I had to change that. And so I rerouted my whole fucking brain chemistry to be like, good shit gonna happen, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then
be open for it.
Then life changed. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't all the way in the clear. That's why I'm adding more good shit to my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that it could line up. Because, you know, the holidays have felt good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit, you know, about to go travel. You about to be with family. You about to go to holiday parties and shit. Now the new year kicked in. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it's January 1st. Motherfuckers like, oh, shit, time to go back to work.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But nah, man. You got to add that joy to, you know what I'm saying, January 10th.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What's we looking forward to?
Yeah.
What we looking forward to January 15th?
What you want?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Figure that out.
That's what it is.
Go for it. Claim that shit, man.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. Where you going to be at January 1st, 2nd? And until next time, where you going to be?
Until next time, man, you catch me on the gram at Mr. Muhammad. You catch me on Twitter at Mr. Muhammad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm New York City, baby.
Okay.
There
you
go.
There you go. There you go. Shit, man. You can catch me same thing on the Twitters. On all the social medias, D Lemon Comedy. I'll be out in LA soon, the 6th. So I will have some more shit for you then. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even your enemy.
To get in the conversation. Happy New Year!
2020!
2020 Vision!
The conversation.